What's going on? This is Ange Code. I'm back. We are here for the summer. This is season 2, episode 2. And I brought somebody very special back from episode 3. Miss China, what's good?
What's goody? What's goody? Back better than ever. China White, a.k.a. China the Rapper.
Tell them your Instagram.
Oh, my IG at China_White5. Hey. This time, add me because I didn't get no ads after the last time. So I'm going to be watching.
She's really funny and she got some good pictures on her Instagram. Follow her and make sure that you follow me on Instagram and Twitter. It's Ange Code_ and I just want to say thank you for everybody that's still tuning in. There have been some people, China, that have hit me up that I never even knew that were listening to this podcast, like, that are showing me lots of love, and I just want to take a minute to, like, say thank you to people that are genuinely listening to my podcast. Like, it really means a lot to me, and it's humbled me all the way the fuck down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. So thank you guys. All right, so we're gonna get started, and I got some interesting things to talk about today. But first, we're gonna start off with some news that I have for everybody, and let's just give a little drum roll. Ready? Ooh. I'm having a boat party.
It's lit.
I feel like people are going to think I'm having a bit like a baby. No, I'm having a boat party. And I'm so excited because I got like 30 of my friends coming through, friends and family, people that are very, very close to me coming to this boat party. I'm so excited. China. Tell them about the boat party.
I am amped for the boat party.
Why?
Y'all don't understand. When I got that invite, it was like, if you're getting this message, it's because you're one of my close friends. I was mad amped. And there's a wait list. So I ain't on that wait list. I'm going to be on the boat, staying afloat.
There's a wait list for the boat. I was like, what? So many people want to do this? I was so happy. Shout out to Sule. Christopher Young, that was on my last episode. He's coming on the bus and he's making chicken and rice.
Yes, I'm bringing the fried chicken, the mac and cheese.
Yes.
And the hookahs, of course.
Hookahs. I got my bathing suit ready. You got yours?
Nah, I don't got my... See, this is the dilemma because, you know, like, it's summertime, so I know I can't wear my faja. So I need to bring a certain bathing suit. Like, I need to, you know, really look into it. You know, something
bathing
swimming,
suit
something
where you can put a faja on?
I mean, I can't put the faja on, but a bathing suit that accentuates the curves.
It's going to be okay, China. I promise you. I just got mine. I'm wearing an all white situation. White.
Can other people wear white? Because it's your birthday, so you might need to make that clear.
I don't know. I think other people can wear white. I have like outfit changes.
Ooh.
I'm ready.
Oh, Super Sweet 16 MTV back in the day. She gonna have outfit changes. This is gonna be something serious.
Yeah, I'm trying to have like 2 or 3 outfit changes. I'm excited. Oh, shout out to the store Aerie. They got some bathing suits for, like, it's not just small, medium, large. Like, they have extra large and they have extra, extra large. Mm-hmm. And it's lit because I'm like in this weird, like, I'm too big for normal. Yeah, I'm like too big for normal sizes and I'm too small for like plus size. Like, sometimes plus size, like, doesn't fit
OD.
Me right. Yeah, so I'm like stuck. But this spot, Aerie, it has, I think it's part of like American Eagle.
It is. Or is it Aeropostale? Aerie, Aeropostale.
I don't know. But the point is that they got some bathing suits out there. If y'all looking for some nice ones, go there. Like, they got some nice Johns. And then they matched my price. It was cheaper online. I pulled it up. It was $30 cheaper online. Then they matched it.
That's what's... You know what? Can we talk about that? About how the sizes are in between? Because I feel like Forever 21,
yeah,
JCPenney, or Macy's, everybody, like, the fat people all come out at a certain time. Because when I get there, there are no sizes left. None. Like, extra larges are never there. And I'm like, yo, y'all must all pick a time where you're gonna come to this place and raid the store. Let me know that time. Fill me in, because I can never find my size. And they always say they have up to extra large and I can never get
never,
one.
Never. Yo, that's a fact. Forever 20. And just in general, like, this goes out to my big girls. Like, real talk. Sometimes, like, last year I lost like 30 pounds. And but before I lost that weight, like, I ended up jumping into the plus size because, like, I just was gaining wild weight. And I jumped into the plus size and I'm like, oh my God, there's no clothes out here that are like that. You know what I'm saying? That
For the plus size, like, say, like, Forever 21, why they got flowers and butterflies on the shirts and stuff like that? I noticed that about the plus size. Like, it'll be like big ass, like, kid clothes.
I don't
like, that's what it is. There's butterflies on the jeans and stuff like that. And I'm like, why can't you have the same clothes that you have for skinny people, but add extra fabric? Like, you don't need to go ahead and make a new style, a new different type of clothes. Just make it bigger, more fabric. That's it.
Yo, if that is... That's the realest thing I've heard all weekend. Yo, for real. I don't understand why they can't add more fabric to the clothes. And then they literally make a new line, like a completely different line for fat people. And it's not even fat, like, just people that are, even people that are not overweight, that I consider not overweight, cannot find shit at, like, Forever 21, yeah. H&M. Like, they're not even wild overweight. Like, they're just normal, like, normal.
Facts. I'm average. Telling you. Everybody comes out at the same time, raids the store.
Shout out to the big girl. Shout out to my girls that are going through this with me, because this is just, it's so annoying. But there's a couple stores out there, like small businesses and stuff like that, that are really holding it down. Honestly, like, even though Fashion Nova has, like, terrible reviews sometimes about their shipping and stuff like that, they be having some really dope pieces. And I'm not even getting paid. And look at the... Why am I doing this?
Here we go. Like last time, the free promotions.
Free publicity. Oh my God. Okay, we're going to keep it moving. So, oh, by the way, shout out to the LGBTQ community. Pride was this weekend.
Oh, yeah, I heard that was lit.
Y'all lit. I saw a lot of snaps with people having a lot of fun.
It's facts.
Honestly, like, I really like partying with people that are in the LGBTQ community. Deadass.
I agree.
Be turning the fuck up.
They do. They lit.
They be turning up. Like, what?
Facts.
No, there's no way. There's
my
no
cousin,
way.
Like, he's always lit no matter where we go. Always dancing. It's always
having
a good time.
Always a good time. And I really appreciate, I love it. I never have anything like, I don't know, like, this is just a whole nother can of worms, but, like, it really bothers me that people, like, really actually have a problem with people that are gay or bisexual or, like, transgender. Like, that should be pissing me off. Like, Facts. Why can't people just fucking live?
Exactly. There's always a problem with something, though.
Always. I'm not even gonna get into that because it makes me mad. Like, it dead ass, like, it makes me upset. Okay, so I wanted to talk about some shows that was coming back because I was at China's crib last night and you was watching Orange Is the New Black.
You thought it was a novella. But it definitely wasn't.
Tell them why I thought it was a novella.
Because they were speaking Spanish, right? Oh, well, they was arguing in Spanish or something.
And I wasn't
like
looking at the TV. I wasn't looking at the TV at all. I was, like, doing my makeup.
That was funny.
And then I'm like, yo, China doesn't speak Spanish like that. I'm like, China, you watching novelas?
Like that. At all. I can't understand nothing.
I'm like, China, you watching a novela? She's like, no, I'm watching Orange Is the New Black. I look up at the TV. I'm like, oh, my God. I don't know. Orange Is the New Black kind of disappointed me last season. And then, like, I wasn't really, like, that excited to come back to the season because it disappointed me.
Okay. Why? Because of what happened to Puse?
Well, yeah, just, like, the way that they handled a lot of different things in the show. Like, Orange Is the New Black, for example, like, I have a serious problem with the fact that, like, how Puse died. Like, they could have done so much better with the Black Lives Matter movement and, like just making people understand what it is more. And, like, they could have really put in a plug for that. And, like, they have a lot of white viewers. Like, this, they could have had so much potential. And the way that they framed it was, like, oh, the cop was, like, so... innocent and like basically making it seem like the humanizing the cop, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, the cop is a person, but like it seemed like they went in the wrong direction with this shit. The wrong direction.
Yeah, facts. Have you started watching the new one?
Yeah, I watched the first like 30 minutes of the first episode on my lunch break.
Girl, I'm on episode 11.
Girl, I want to look into it because the way that the first episode in season what is it, 6? No.
Is it 5?
The first season in this episode, like the way that it started off was pretty intense, you know, it was pretty intense. But no, like another, you know what? I'm gonna go off on Orange Is the New Black in the last season because another problem that I had was the fact that they portrayed Dominicans as like they didn't even have Dominicans playing as Dominicans on the show.
Well, yeah, facts.
And they could have had it had so much potential. Like I looked into the main guy that was the dad that was doing the drugs and stuff, you know what I'm talking about? So I looked into him and I even contacted him. I hit him up and I was like, "Yo, are you Dominican? Like, I'm curious, are you Dominican?" And he was like, "Nah, I'm Puerto Rican." I'm like, "Oh my God. Okay, thank you." And then half of the people that were playing as Dominicans and like they were trying to like use the slang or whatever, it wasn't right. It was so wrong. It was so wrong. It pissed me off. I'm like, "Hello, Dasha Polanco, where was you at?
Yeah, so
you wasn't showing in the gym with us. Like, come on. Like, if you know, she's so hip to Dominic. Like, she's also, I actually really love you, Miss Polanco. I really appreciate you. So like, please don't take this the wrong way. But one thing that actually I really really like her. Do you follow her on Instagram?
I follow her.
Yo, she's so dope. Like body positive. Like, yeah, I fucking dope. Love her. But anyway, but one thing like I didn't appreciate was the whole Dominicans were just portrayed the wrong way. Like just saying shit that like other culture, you know what I'm saying? That other countries say. It's like if a black person is being portrayed in let's say like you're trying to portray a black a person from Jamaica,
mm-hmm.
and you got a black person from London with the like saying slang from London and talk, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
it's just
and
a
you're
match
trying
up.
To play it didn't match
like
up.
If you're gonna do it, be true to
that
it.
Shit pissed me off. It really pissed me off. I the last season just made me angry about a couple different things, but nah, like it's a good show. It's a
you know the show Wentworth?
I've heard about it.
It's like, now that I'm watching the second season of Orange is the New Black, I'm like...
You mean the fifth?
Oh, the fifth, yeah. I feel like they're copying Wentworth with mad stuff. Because once you watch it, you'll see like it aligns like kind of perfectly.
A lot of people say that Wentworth is the show that like actually portrays, even though Orange is the New Black isn't supposed to be a documentary and shit like that, but like it's more realistic. Like Wentworth, they say, is like way more realistic
serious
than Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, like, there's no funny parts at all.
That's real.
Yeah.
You what is it on?
It's on Netflix.
Okay, bet. Another thing that's coming out this summer is Game of Thrones.
Yo.
You watch Game of Thrones?
That's my all-time favorite show. I like it better than Power, and I love Power.
I love Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, that's my
show. Why you love Game of Thrones?
Because Khaleesi's a bad bitch. Them dragons. Riding those dragons.
I heard she dies in this season. I don't know.
Please don't say that.
I don't know. I'm just
like,
I'm saying,
I have high hopes for her. I really want her to be on the Iron Throne.
You think she's going to?
I think she's got what it takes. If she doesn't
start controlling these motherfucking dragons, that's stressing me
but
out.
But the dragons, because you know the ice people, sorry if that's a spoiler alert, but you know
spoiler alert. If you just forward it like 1 minute.
Facts. Because the ice people, you know the ice people coming, the only thing that can defeat them is the dragons. And she got the dragons.
Oh, that's a fact.
That's the only thing that can defeat them.
Yeah.
So she got, they need her.
She got it.
They need her. And I'm tired of Cersei. Oh, she's
so
extra.
Oh, my God. Cersei.
So extra.
Cersei Lannister. If you don't watch Game of Thrones, y'all got to get on it. Mm-hmm. Like, on it. Like, the next season premiere is, what, July 5th? July 15th?
I couldn't tell you.
It's, like, one of the first 2 weeks in July. But y'all got to get hip to it because it's so good. I watched, like, 5 seasons in a matter of, like, 3 months. And that shit... I know people that like rewatch it, but there's people that say that they can't get past the first episode, but like, or like the first 2 episodes, like they can't get into it, like it's too complicated.
No, it all adds up though.
Yeah,
you just gotta keep watching.
I used to go online. Like the first episode, the second episode I watched 2 times because I'm like, wait, what just happened?
Yeah.
So after the first time I saw it, I went online and I look up like the synopsis, and like people are like, oh, that's too much work. One of my friends this weekend, I was telling him to watch it. He's like, nah, that's too much work. Like, what do you mean look up a synopsis? Like, it's a good ass show. If you got people Googling and writing synopsis, like writing a whole dictionary on your shit, that shit is lit.
Yes. Like, you become invested into the show.
Invested. Yeah, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, in season one, when Homeboy died at the end.
Which one?
The
dad?
Yeah. Oh yeah, my God. Crazy. I cried. I was like, what just happened? What is this show about?
You become mad invested.
Yeah. And then
it.
And then that's when the whole show lines up and it's like, oh, the Iron Throne.
Facts.
Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, who's going to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
You know.
Just, it adds up.
Facts. You know you become invested with a show when you be talking to them, talking about them like they're actual people.
Yeah.
Like, I can't stand Cersei right now. Like, I don't even,
Cersei
like. Exactly. Facts. So you be talking to them like you know about them.
Yeah, you gotta watch Game of Thrones. If y'all don't watch Game of Thrones, please get on it. Like, please. And if you don't understand something that happened, like, I have friends that, like, are really good at understanding shows and, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, have, like, this prediction about how the show's gonna end, and like they're always on point with it, you know what I'm saying? Facts, like, break things down. So like I'd be texting my friends like, yo, what just happened in this episode? What? Or I'll rewind it. Like, that's how good it is. Like, yeah, it's confusing or whatever, but that shit makes it good.
Facts. It's a movement. Game of Thrones is a movement.
Game of Thrones,
get hip.
This summer 2017.
Facts. Oh, summer 2017. Let's talk about that. I feel like the summer is the best part, like, of the year, just because there's so many activities and stuff you can do. Water country, Six Flags.
Oh my god, I love the water.
I love the water. However, now, this is to all my girls, not just my black girls, all my girls that wear extensions, clippings, weaves, wigs are becoming a popular thing. Now, let me tell y'all about this. All right, I wore a wig to Six Flags Water Park. My mom
wore a fucking wig.
I wore a wig.
If you hop on a roller coaster, that's just fun.
But I don't do roller coasters, so I was mad confident in it. Oh, I had faith in it, and my mom was like,
"What the hell do you do at Six Flags?
Huh?
What do you do at Six Flags?
Go any water park? I go straight to the water park.
Oh, yeah, the water park
might eat some snacks and grab some fried dough. Like, I do not do roller coasters. Absolutely not. Like, I can't. My heart can't take it. However, back to the story real quick. I went to Six Flags. All right. I got on my red wig, my red, you know, the Malaysian curls. All right. My mom says to me, you should put on a cap, or you should pin that down. I'm like, nah, I'm good. Like, I've been wearing this. I dance in this wig. I dutty wine in this wig. Like, I think I got it. All right. So I'm getting in the seat. I'm getting in the little tube. My sister's in the back of the... I was in the back of the tube. I'm in the back of the tube.
Uh-huh.
She's in another tube because, you know, whoever's in the front dies first if anything goes wrong. I picked the back. We going down.
So fuck
all right.
Your sister, like...
Facts. Oh. But I'm going down in the tube. And I'm like, everything's going good. Oh, the right side of my wig starts flapping in the wind. It just starts flapping. And we go down another hump. It was like, the left side. Now the left side comes up. And now it's just hanging by like one strand. We go down one more hump. Yo, my wig just flew back. And it's going down the slide, right behind me. I'm trying to reach back. And reach for my wig. Because this is an $800 wig. I'm trying to reach for my wig and I can't get it. And then I'm like, I notice that I'm not holding on to the tube.
I'm crying.
I'm not holding on to the tube anymore, right? So I'm thinking, should I risk my life or save my wig? This is the dilemma in my head right now. Should I risk my life or should I save my wig? I said, I'm going to just take the L, go down there in my jail braids with no wig on, looking like Meek Mill when he came out of jail. And land in this pool with no wig. There's mad fine dudes outside.
Oh my God.
Everything. So I land in the pool. My wig comes.
Okay,
you ready? Okay, so I land in the pool. I'm like, where's my wig? Where's my wig? I'm screaming this too. Where's my wig? The lifeguard is laughing and shit. My sister is laughing. My wig comes down, just enjoyed the ride, lands right into the pool. And I'm yelling at the lifeguard, get my wig, get my wig. So he goes over there, saves my wig, hands me the wig. I took the L because there was mad people out in the pool area. Everybody was laughing. I just slapped the back on.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I was laughing too after the fact when I got it back. When I got it back, I was like, okay, haha.
But during, it was
a severe moment. Like, I really felt like I lost a part of myself, which I did. So I just slapped it back on. I took the L, kept it pushing.
That's $800.
That is $800. So I saved it.
Oh my God.
That, like, I was really scared I wasn't going to get it back.
Oh my God.
But I got it. I went for a ride.
I'm weak, yo. Hashtag summer 2017. Hashtag put some extra pins in your wig.
Put pins, glue that shit down. Arm and Hammer. Gorilla glue, do what you gotta do, because you do not want that L, especially if you're on a date. There's cuties there, yeah, everything. Yeah. So,
and a lot of my friends, speaking of shorties and like people going on dates and stuff like that, like a lot of my friends are like getting wifed up, kind of, or like, I don't know, this whole movement of being in a relationship all of a sudden is cool and people want to do it. And
I feel like it's hard to be wifed up in the summer in general because of everything that's going on in the summer. Like,
there's a lot of temptation.
There is a lot of temptation. So hopefully if they're in these relationships, they stay faithful.
I hope so. Y'all hear that? Mm-hmm. Stay faithful out here in these streets.
No side pieces. Don't go
streets.
Exactly. Don't meet somebody at Revere Beach and an hour later go to Lynn Beach.
Oh.
It ain't about that. No.
Next thing. Before we move on, are there any do's and don'ts that you think, China, for the summer?
Go have fun. Go out. Get lit.
Yes.
Smoke a little hookah.
Hey.
Don't wear your faha. Wear your faha in the summer, Def. And don't forget to glue down your tracks.
Oof.
Don't do that.
Bars. Words of wisdom by China White.
Amen.
Praise be God. Okay. So, that was funny. All right. So, we're going to move on to questions. And we got a lot today. Okay. One of them says, sucking toes or nah?
Nah.
Nah. Nah. Next question.
We didn't even get into detail with that one. Just know.
Next question. Riri now or Riri last month?
I like her now. I like the little bit of...
I like both.
It's up to you. You know, it's her. Do what you want.
If she wants to be skinny and she wants to be out here with rocking her skinniness, she could do that. I'm a huge fan of Rihanna.
She's bad.
Like, she is bad. And it's not even people are like, she can't sing. It's not even about like the singing. Like, she just
her aura,
like her person, her personality, mm-hmm. like that. I'm not even gonna get into that. But that should be pissing me off when people are like, fuck Rihanna, blah blah blah. She's not Beyonce. I'm like, nobody said that she was Beyonce.
Bugs.
When did I bring up Beyonce in this conversation? Why are you talking about her? Exactly. I don't understand.
I don't get it.
But I don't know. For me, it's like, I like her now. She looked good. Her booty
looks good.
She adds weight in the right fucking places.
And she's a fashion killer. Like, yeah. Anything she wears, she can go outside in a Glad bag. And I'm going to be like, girl, where'd you get that? H&M got that? They got all sizes? Oh, I
bet. Next question. Let's see. Ooh, thoughts about Amber Rose. Bush back or nah?
I don't know. I feel like it's your personal preference.
Wait, can you tell them about what happened with Amber Rose?
All right, so Amber Rose posted a pic on IG, posted up on a staircase, mm-hmm. naked. She had on a bra and a little duster. But
she had a bikini top.
Yeah, and the bush was out. She was showing the cooch.
Yeah. But you couldn't see her lips. Like, you couldn't see the lips of her vagina.
Yeah, it was
because
it was covered with bush. It had a little afro down there.
Yeah, you couldn't even see. Yeah, you could see no lips. No clitoris.
No, not at all. I feel like it's woman empowerment. Like, you are proud of your body. Your body is beautiful.
Right.
But I feel like dudes have that, like, because girls shave for guys. Like, I feel like girls shave for guys.
Yeah, but there's some girls who shave for themselves. I don't know. Like, I be shaving for myself.
I'm a seasonal shaver.
Oh, my God.
Winter.
Oh, my God.
You already know. Winter.
Seasonal.
Yeah, I'm a seasonal
shaver.
Unless
you're in a relationship. I don't know. Like, for me, I'm happy that, like, I've been blessed with some men that, like, really don't care about having hair down there. Like, sometimes you're just not prepared. And sometimes, like, maybe you, I don't know, like, you was on your period and then you... This is so extra.
It is.
But, like, maybe there's some people that just weren't. I don't know.
I mean, if I shave for you, like, that speaks volumes. Because shaving is a process.
It's a process. It sure
like,
is.
I'd be in the shower for, like, an hour, two hours.
But that's also a process when you don't shave for a while. If you just maintain it. Like, in the summer, I'd be maintaining it.
Yeah,
and
in the summer,
it's quick. It's quick.
because there's so many events like swimming pool, all types of stuff goes on in the summer.
Right.
Maybe this is like a little TMI, but like that winter shave, that like what, that spring cleaning after the winter, yo, that might be a 2-day process. I ain't gonna lie, because you know the hot water runs out. So I'm we'll pick up where we left off tomorrow. So yeah, that winter shave, yeah.
Please. Mm. Oh my
God. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't cry.
I was actually talking about this with one of my boys. Christian, shout out to you. You know what? Shout out to Christian, Nana, Sarah, Chantel, and Chad. You guys all helped me come up with a couple things to talk about this week. And Christian actually had this to say about we were talking and he was saying that it's not really like, I don't know, like Amber Rose has shown her body so much that it wasn't a big deal to him when he saw like that picture. Like it wasn't like some people were freaking out and flipping out like, oh my God, her pussy's out, blah, 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 blah. And then some people were like, okay, that's just next. Regular every day. Yeah, like, just like, let's turn the page, whatever, whatever. And he wasn't body shaming her at all. Mm-hmm. But he was just saying that like, it wasn't a big deal to him because it's like, let her live her life. And then he was saying that like, if it was Beyonce, then
yeah, that would have been cute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if it's somebody expected. Who's always showing their body, then it's not really like, yes. I don't know.
Same
but,
thing
but
if Kim K did it. It would have been like, okay.
Exactly. Because you've seen her whole body already.
I mean, and Amber Rose was a stripper, so it's not like.
Yeah, it's not. Anything. It wasn't a big deal. And this isn't to like body shame or anything like that at all. It's just like, if you are out here showing everything all the time, it's like, it wouldn't be the same as like if Alicia Keys and Beyonce and like different artists that like aren't, I don't know. Well, they do show their body. I don't know.
I think it's the part of the body that she was showing. Maybe. Mm,
yeah. But shout out to her slut walk, actually.
Yeah.
A lot of people like don't even, they just hear the name and they're like, what the fuck? Why are you?
They don't understand it. Yeah, just like with Black Lives Matter. They don't understand.
They just look at the hashtag and they're like, what?
Yeah. They put their own perspective on it rather than
actually knowing the story.
It. Exactly.
Yeah. Shout out to the slut walk. Shout out to y'all like that. If you don't know what that is, just Google it and actually look for like an article that really talks about the facts behind it. Not just like the fact that it's a bunch of people showing their body or whatever, whatever, whatever. Next question. Thoughts on men with insecurities?
I feel like it's hard to be with a dude that has insecurities because it's going to affect the relationship. When he's not going to trust you to go out. He's not going to trust you in any aspect because he feels insecure about himself.
But the thing is, like, I feel like everybody has insecurities.
But how extreme
everybody
are
got
they?
Some baggage.
Because I talked to a dude before who had mad insecurities, and it was just like everything was like my fault because of the way that he felt about himself.
Oh, no.
So I feel like you got to take care of yourself before you can even have a relationship, because if you can't love yourself, how is somebody else gonna love you?
That's a fact. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't know, I feel like sometimes I'm with people and someone is like, confidence is sexy. Facts. But another thing that's really sexy is vulnerability.
Yeah,
like, you know, I feel like it's different when you're like insecure, like, but when you're not afraid to show it to someone and like to have somebody come into your life and like know the real insecurities that you have, I think that that's really dope. I don't think it's dope to have so many that you're just like, it's affecting your relationship and you don't trust them and like all this stuff. And like, it's just so OD. Like some people are like wild insecure and it's like, just start loving yourself. Like everybody's special in their own way. Dead ass. Like exactly. Dead ass. That sounds so corny.
Yeah.
But it's true. But anyway, I really think that vulnerability is really sexy.
It is.
And like when I don't know.
It shows like the human in a person.
Yeah.
Because we all have stuff that like, you know, we're insecure about.
Right. But don't be complaining all the fucking time. Yeah. That shit. That's annoying.
It is.
So, yeah. Men with insecurities. Everybody has insecurities. Like, it's not. Men shouldn't not have insecurities. Like, that's wild. If you don't have any at all, then you don't give a fuck about anything.
Exactly.
But you can't be out here just, like, affecting other people so much with your problems. Like, with your insecurity.
Facts.
But, anyway. Next question. Someone asked, do you think long distance relationships work? Or are you better off letting it go? This was just laughing. Do you think long distance relationships work? Or are you better off letting it go?
I mean, I'm in a long distance relationship right now.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, they could work, but at the same time, there's going to be a lot of like, there's more aggy stuff because you don't know what the person is up to all the time. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I like it because it gives me time to miss you. Like, you're not always in my space.
Right, right. I was in a long distance relationship with someone in Connecticut. And that's like 2 hours from where I'm at now. And we made it work. Like when you really, but the thing is like, I don't see someone being able to start a relationship when you're long distance. Like that shit is
like, you already have to be in it. And then,
yeah. Or maybe like you're really close friends or maybe like, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like kind of like I wouldn't be able to get to know somebody long distance.
So if you
know
met them saying? Online and they live in California and then y'all meet. And the want to start something, it wouldn't work.
You meet online, you meet one time, and then you want to start something. Like, I can't see that working out too much.
Because you don't, like, know that person yet.
Yeah, like, you don't know them that well. And, like, yeah, you can get to know each other online and stuff like that. But, like, it's about, like, that intimacy, like, spending time together in person. And, like, being able to be comfortable around them physically, not just, like, emotion. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I don't know. I'm a very physical person. And when I can't physically touch you and like, I'm a very sexual person. And I took this test where like, I love physical touch. You know, that test, love languages test. Mm-hmm. If y'all haven't taken that, y'all should take it. 5 love languages is dope. But my number one is physical touch and quality time.
Yes.
Like so I wouldn't be able to work it out. I cannot work it out. Like I was in a long distance relationship and it didn't work out. Like, but it worked for a while because we had started off like talking and like being very close and already having that relationship together in person. You know what I'm saying? Like in the same state, in the same, you know, and
but it's a little different. And especially like online, you could portray yourself better than you actually are.
Yeah, you can control your emotions too.
Yeah, like you can control what you're gonna say in this text and stuff like that. So I feel like you know a person more when you're with them.
Yeah, you don't get to see all of them. Exactly. I think it could work. Yes, to answer the question, like I think a long distance relationship could work if you guys are already like in an established relationship and for some reason like maybe somebody needs to move for 6 months or a year for their job or whatever or something like that. Like that could work because you already know how y'all been together. You know you want to be with each other for a really long time.
Yeah.
Like you know what you want, what you don't want. And this is just a little bump, like a little, that's it. You can make that shit work.
Yeah.
But I hope that answered that question, whoever asked it. One last thing that I want to talk about was Hong Kong last night. I know you want to talk about that, China.
It was lit. Hong Kong is always a lit night.
But not lately.
Well, for me, it was lit because I was lit.
Yeah, it was turned.
I was turned up. But I feel like 9 times out of 10, when you go there, the reason why it's so lit, 9 times out of 10, you're the best looking person there.
Facts.
Always.
Yeah, and there's no guys.
There isn't. There was none last night.
Oh my God.
I don't know where they was at.
Sometimes the last, you know what? I think we need a new spot, guys.
We do suggestions.
Please send some suggestions over. Like, what do y'all do on a Saturday night in Boston? Like, something where you don't have to OD dress up. Like, no, I don't want to pop on some fucking heels every night that I go out. Like, just tell me a chill spot for the summer. Like, what gets popping on a Saturday night
where I can go?
Yeah, diverse, please. Mm-hmm. Please, please.
Because everybody was telling me Causeways. I checked out Causeways. That was whack.
Oh my God. A Saturday night, please, in Boston. Let us know. I've heard about the Good Life. I heard that was pretty decent. I went there one time. I had a really good time.
Was
their
it DJ better than Hong Kong?
Yeah, to be honest.
It was?
Yeah. There were way more people of color. But the thing is, I didn't go on a Saturday. So I don't know what a Saturday is like.
Well, let's migrate there.
Let's try it out. We need some suggestions. Last night, I was eating hella chicken sticks.
Yo, my stepdad, he asked me if I was going to the strip club because I had ones ready. And I said, nah, these are for the chicken sticks. Like, I had my ones prepared for the chicken.
Stop it.
I had them prepared. That chicken was so good last night. It was hot, fresh, ready to go.
Yo, that chicken last night was, I think it was better than like the other times we've been there. Yeah. They put, I don't know if they changed the recipe or what, but that chicken was rocking.
It was mad.
Rocking.
That's the only place. That's the only reason it gets like an upside for me is because
yeah,
the chicken.
Yo, like the music is decent. They didn't play no trap music when I was there.
Can we do that on the boat?
What?
Chicken sticks?
Oh my gosh.
For a dollar?
Chicken sticks for a dollar. And I'm it's 30 people on the boat. So like if everybody buys two chicken sticks, that's a
people
quick
are gonna buy more
right
than two, because I dead ass bought 10 last night.
Those chicken sticks were rocking.
Yes. They
rocking.
Really are. All
please,
the time.
If we, you know what? People who give suggestions, if you know of a spot that's like, that got something like that, like chicken sticks, or you know what? I'm giving the same idea that I mentioned in episode 3. I'm saying it again. If y'all need a pastelito, girl, at your bar, let me know and I'll be that shorty. Like a pastelito
that
shorty.
That would be a good idea.
Dude, like, come on. Mad I will ones. Make, I can make mad pastelitos mad fast. I'll be in the back. You know, no, I don't want to be in the back. I want to be in the front making that money. And I'll make money for you. Like, come on. All those promoters, friends that I know people that are listening to this shit. I got you. Pastelito girl right here.
They might take your idea and do it themselves.
They might. Please don't. Like, let me get some extra money. Come Facts. On. I'll put your spot on my podcast. So let me know.
Promotion.
And then if anybody wants to promote my shit and give me some money, that'd be nice too. I got some student loans.
Ooh, you can get Ange Code stickers for the pastelitos.
Ooh, well, you can't an Ange Code stamp.
Oh, a stamp. A food oh my stamp. God. An edible food coloring stamp on dope. The all the pastelitos. They'll know who it came from.
They'll know. So y'all already know. This is Ange Code. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, China, for being here once
no
again.
Problem. Anytime.
People, you got some fans, China. You got some fans.
Oh, thank you. I just took a bow. You didn't see it, but I did it.
people wanted to have her back. So she's back and better than ever. And make sure that you... Oh, one thing I wanted to mention. Make sure you subscribe. If you got an iPhone, go on the Apple Podcast app. It's not on iTunes. Like, a lot of people have been asking me. It's on the podcast app. And click favorite and subscribe. All that good shit. Give me 5 stars. Give me a little review. I got some good ones up. Thank you so much to everyone who already has. Make sure you follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @AngeCode_China. Tell them your handle.
IG @China_White5. My Snapchat is the same too, so you can add me
her
there.
Snapchat be popping.
Send me pics.
My titty almost fell out.
Oh yeah. That, oh, we night. Forgot to talk about that. That shit was rocking. It said hello.
No, but I had him handled. It's hard out here for the girls with big boobs sometimes.
True.
And you want to wear a little halter top. Exactly. That's another topic.
That's another episode. Side.
Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. It's a wrap. It's Ange Code. Goodbye.
Peace.